You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Baltimore Orioles with MLB.com's Orioles beat reporter, Brittany Giroli. Brett, the Orioles are hitting reasonably well. They're pitching reasonably well. There are certainly some things that aren't going great, but there's not one thing that you point to as a gaping hole in this club, and yet I don't think anybody there would deny they're not what they want to, where they want to be, and they haven't really found their stride. Why is this team under 500?
Well, I think, Matthew, they haven't been able to put it together. Like you mentioned, they haven't been pitching very bad. They haven't been hitting very poorly either, but the issue is it's one or the other. I think it seems like most nights, you know, the nights they pitch well, they don't hit, and vice versa. Obviously, that lends itself to some inconsistency, and that's really what you've seen here. Now, the fortunate thing is you look at the American League East, and I believe the Yankees and Rays, atop the division, are maybe three games over 500. Now, you look at the other divisions, and you're talking 12, 13 games over 500 for the division leaders. So the good news for the Orioles is that, one, it's still very early, and two, the AL East could end up really being the weakest division of baseball. It could maybe only take 88 games to win this division, and the Orioles feel like this is sort of the case that happened last year. They made their run right around June, so I think the next month will be critical in assessing where this team is and what their chances are moving forward.
One guy who clearly will be a big part of it if they get where they want to be is Chris Tillman. He had what seemed to be a minor physical issue. He's back today. What's the status on Tillman?
Yeah, you know, he just had a little back issue, and he wasn't skipped entirely. He was just pushed, and they've had a lot of things happen here. And, of course, they have a lot of things that are coming up that are about to happen roster-wise. So, you know, it was a lot of juggling on their part. They felt like giving Tillman that extra day or two, making sure he was right. You know, they don't want to push it. They're already down a starter with Bud Norris having bronchitis. Kevin Gausman is on the disabled list. They'd like to stretch him out. So they don't want to push these guys and end up with a bigger problem. So I think he's good to go. Obviously, the weather's going to factor in a little bit today in terms of keeping that back warm. It's cold. It's damp here. Rain expected most of the afternoon. So it'll be interesting to see how long of a leash they give him and how much the weather plays into today's start as well.
Is there any chance this is something that's bothered him? I'll ask it directly. Is there any chance this thing maybe is something that's gone on as a partial explanation as to why he's had such a hard time getting going this year?
Maybe, but you're not going to get him to admit it if that was the case. You know, he's had back issues in the past. This isn't a new thing. So certainly it could be a case where, like you said, he's had this and he hasn't been able to get right. And he finally spoke up when it was too much. But you know how baseball players are. They're not going to say this is the reason for that. They're not going to make excuses. And Chris Tillman is not an excuses type of guy, so he's never going to get to admit it. So you'll see here whether it's truly behind him or not. But certainly they need him to kind of be that guy he was last year, be the opening day starter, top of the rotation type of pitcher, and he just hasn't been that so far.
Yeah, and so if it's not physical, what is going on? Because it clearly this is not the guy that they thought they were going to have this year.
Right. Well, if it's not physical, I think they need to maybe take a little bit more time to evaluate because, you know, right now he's certainly not their biggest problem in the rotation. Bud Norris, who, as I mentioned, right now is on the DL, but stands to come back at some point next week, has almost a 10 ERA. So Chris Tillman hasn't been a guy where fans really have been wondering what's going on. I think, obviously, the physical issue could have been something that lended itself to some of those struggles. If it's not anything physical, then I don't know, really. I think it's kind of a case of him not being able to settle down early. If you look at his first two innings over his career, he's always been a guy who, once he got through those innings, was okay. And, you know, he still hasn't been able to really put that behind him where he's going out the first inning or two and he's really shutting guys down. You know, he runs up high pitch counts a lot. He struggles with runs early on. And, you know, that's really kind of been his issue over the last few years and something that he needs to do a better job at. So I think they're going to evaluate him over the next few weeks, see if he gets better. And if he doesn't, they have to ask how much of it is physical, how much of it is Chris Tillman needing to step it up and turn it around and act like the top of the rotation guy that he was intended to be.
And you mentioned Norris, and that was another guy I wanted to ask you about. I don't recall hearing previously a guy DL'd for bronchitis, not to minimize that. It can be a nasty thing to deal with. But generally, that's not something where a team says you're not going to play for two whole weeks. which kind of leads to the question that there's probably a little bit more to that, isn't there? What exactly is the situation with Norris? Not that he's not ailing, but this is an opportunity to kind of do some things a little differently, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's also going to be DL for 15 days. If you go, obviously, because he's part of that rotation, they just backdated it to his last start. So as a pitcher, it's really not as big of a deal. They have an opportunity here to only have him out for a few days. I think Tuesday is when he can come back. So he was sick in New York. It was more of a stomach thing that was actually kind of going around with the team. He managed to pitch that game, but didn't go very deep. It was four or five innings last weekend. So with him, they felt like because he wasn't getting any better and then he got bronchitis on top of everything he was dealing with, like I said, they were in that rare opportunity where if they did DL him, which is what they did during Monday's off day, they only had to wait, you know, less than a week to bring him back and they could have an extra pitcher. So it's another example of the Orioles exposing the rules, finding a little bit of a loophole, and also getting Ben Norris hopefully on the right track because he's lost about 10 to 15 pounds. He's clearly sick. It's not a case where they're trying to lie to put a guy who's not pitching well on the DL. Now, he's frustrated that he's been on the disabled list. He's coming off a career year, so they're trying to get his strength and his endurance back. And right now, they're able to have Tyler Wilson up here. They got Mike Wright, who's going to make another start. So they have some good reinforcements. Why not put him on the DL? Why not try and get him back to 100%? Because this team really isn't in a position to be giving away games.
Is this only a 15-day thing then, or is it something where if he's got to kind of build some strength back that maybe it takes a little longer than that?
They think it's only going to be 15 days because they have that doubleheader coming up next week, the makeup with the White Sox, so they feel like they're going to need an extra pitcher then. Why not give Clint Norris one of those starts? He could pitch before then, too. They've got a lot of injury stuff, a lot of roster moves coming up over the next few days. So there's going to be a little bit of a shuffle. So I think they're just going to try and maybe use Tyler Wilson, use him up as much as they can, and then, you know, get in a fresh arm, which would be Bud Norris. I do think they're going to end up activating him around that 15-day mark because they can't hide him. You know, they need him if they're going to be a good team. There's no sense in letting him rot on the DL. If he's healthy, if he's ready, if he's physically okay, they've got to try and figure out a way to get him right.
And then also in this, you mentioned Kevin Gausman, who I ask about a lot because he's a guy I'm really high on, definitely intrigued by, and it sounds like we're maybe sort of moving back towards that situation where once he comes back, maybe he starts building towards being a member of this team's rotation somewhere later down the year. Is that kind of how it looks right now?
Right, yeah. I mean, honestly, they handled this situation pretty horribly. When you look at Gausman and his development, certainly in my opinion, it was stunted this season. He was rarely used in the bullpen. So then his arm started bothering him. He got tendonitis. And, you know, now they're at the point where he's on the disabled list, which is actually a good thing. It's going to allow him to take a little time off, stretch himself back out and be an option at AAA Norfolk because they needed starters. You know, Mike Wright was the guy who got the call-up. Tyler Wilson is up here now as well. And certainly they would prefer to have Kevin Gausman up here and have him as an option in the rotation. And I think they realize that, you know, it probably wasn't the best move in spring training to have Gausman face his team in the bullpen. Is he one of their best pitchers? Sure. But I just think for his development, he probably should have started in AAA, got some starts under his belt, and then you'd be in a different situation with him. But it is early on enough that now they feel like they won't really have to monitor his innings because he hasn't pitched a whole lot. He's currently on the DL. So this could actually help him keep him a little sharper later in the season, which might be the silver lining out of all of this.
And then, because we can't do this without having this, give me Matt Wieters' update. Sounds like, again, actually does sound like there is a little more progress here, that he's continuing to head the right direction.
A tiny bit. He's still on an every other day schedule, and that's what he's going to be when he comes up here, which kind of shows you that he's not close to be playing every day. Otherwise, the team would probably wait. But they feel like, you know, June 4th, which is when he can be activated, is the target date to have him up here. He's probably going to catch 3 to 4 days a week, and they think that's better than no Wieters at all. So he'll be in Miami this weekend. He's down in extended spring in Sarasota, so he's going to go join the team. They're going to work with him a little bit, and then hopefully he'd start his rehab assignment with Double-A Bowie on Tuesday. Now, I asked Buck today whether they were going to have him play every day or whether they were going to stick to that every other day schedule on his rehab, and he seemed to suggest that it was probably going to be every other day as well. So that just shows you how slowly they're taking things with Matt Wieters. And you know, you think back to that game in mid-March where he made his spring training debut and, you know, clearly had a setback. He was shut down the very next day. So it's been a long long road with Matt Wieters, and it's not over yet because they're going to have to figure out a way to kind of carefully monitor his innings even when he's up here.
So am I right in saying this sounds like a little bit of a change in philosophy? Because earlier it had sounded like he wasn't going to be there until he could be full-on catching nearly every day back to normal. And now maybe they're willing to have him a little less than that. Am I correct that there's maybe a little change in philosophy, or am I misreading that?
Yeah, no, you're definitely correct. There's been a lot of changes, really, because they really had said a whole bunch of different things. You know, this wasn't a setback. Oh, he's going to be ready soon. And, you know, he needs to catch every day before he gets out of extended spring. Obviously, that's not happening, and he's not going to catch every day when he comes up here. I think, you know, honestly, Matthew, I think they need a lift. They need Matt Wieters on the team, maybe some kind of shot in the arm, and they're tired of waiting. You know, it might be another month if they have to wait for him to progress to catching every other day. If he can be with this club, if he can help this club in any way, they want him up here as soon as possible. So, yes, it's definitely been a shift.
All right, well, Brittany Giroli, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.